Hey guys, this is Elmo, and it is podcast number 000003. So it's actually 12:25 a.m. here right now, and I'm recording. It's January 19, and so I've been thinking about a lot of stuff, you know, about life, about how much of a mess I am. I've always been a mess. And I guess if you think about it, you know, all of us are always and eternally will be a mess. No matter how much we achieve, how much we grow, you know, as human beings, we will always and always be imperfect. Tell me if there is any one person you know in your life who is actually perfect already, you know, or is there anyone there who could claim that they are in their perfect state, right? No one is perfect, because maybe there's no such thing as perfect human being. I don't think there is. Because I don't think there is any such thing as a perfect thing, to be honest, you know. Because the truth is, I guess it all goes back to Plato's World of Forms, right? He was talking about the essence of things. So what, like, for example, a chair or hammer, when is a hammer and not a hammer? Is it when we remove the handle, or is it still a hammer? Is it when we add the metal part or the head of the hammer? Is it a hammer already? When we remove those things, when does it become a hammer or stop being a hammer? So he decided, hey, you know, Plato says there must be a world out there that has all these perfect forms, and that we're only we're just a reflection of that world. And so, you know, we can never be those perfect things. So I think it's an either or, right? It's either there is a world of perfection or there isn't. And all that we have is this one. A world of imperfection, of non-perfect forms. Well, I've never been an idealist. I mean, a platonic idealist. But before, I was a Christian. I did believe in perfect things, right? Like perfect truth, you know, perfect love, perfect ideas, the perfect good. Perfect beauty. But those things have been revealed to me to be simply things that we've abstracted from reality. They don't really exist. There is no perfect chair or hammer or me or you. There's no perfect world. It is just what it is. So I guess, you know, when we think about this coherently and reflect upon it, and the consequent what conclusions can we make of it? Well, First, if all these abstract things like love or goodness or justice or truth are all just in our minds, right? Abstractions. How would we live? You know, if you've been living in a world of these perfect forms, believing in them, abiding by them, right? You wouldn't be who you were, right? Because, you know, as human beings, we develop our identities based on our beliefs, on the truths that we abide on, right? So, for example, the moral actions of our belief systems, like, for example, lying, honesty and lying, right? Without these axioms of truth and justice, we would have no axioms at all in terms of what we base our morality on. What kind of human beings would we be without them? So, you know, a lot of people have been talking about this, and most have come up with an alternative of humanism. You know, without any actual axioms, all we have is that we know we're human, and we'll continue to be human. So, let's be humanists. Right, let's believe in the ultimate thriving of human beings. Two obvious questions come up on my mind thinking about humanism, because I'm not really a humanist, you know, and I do admit that if not without Christianity, that without any action of abstract beliefs to stand on, I am in a vacuum of what now? Yeah, what now? It's a good question to ask. Where do I start? Okay, it's time to think about this. Maybe it's time for me to actually dwell on this, right? Because there are things that I still deem to be good and bad, you know, even where I am. Well, so without any thought, I'm just gonna answer some questions, right? For example, do I think murder is good or bad, or is it nothing? Well, if you ask me about murder, I wouldn't want anyone to be murdered, but I don't really think it's good or bad, because I'd have to answer first the question, what is good, you know, what is bad, because there is no such thing as good without abstractions, right? There is no such thing as bad without abstractions. There's no such thing as murder without abstractions, because these concepts would be simply meaningless without actions on their essence, you know, what makes something it, right? That's the essence. So for now, what I think is to be able to at least come up with a reply to or a response to the question of murder being good or bad, I'd say I wouldn't want anyone to be murdered. It all comes down to preference, right? What do I prefer? What do I not prefer? That's what it really comes to. I would prefer, for example, that I personally thrive in my life. Is it good that I thrive? There's no such thing as good, right? Is it bad that I don't thrive? There's no such thing as bad. I just prefer things to be this way. Yeah. Pause. So if it all comes down to preference, what kind of world would we have if everybody just abides by this thing of preference? Well, the thing is, isn't that what we already have? People preferring ignorance to knowledge, preferring themselves to others, preferring God to none. That's what we already have, isn't it? So I guess it's pretty safe to say that we'll probably still act the same way we would if everybody actually did act on their preferences. It's really as simple as that, if you ask me, you know? Because I guess my preferism. Okay, that's something that I have to patent. I invented that concept. Okay, just a morality based on preference. Because there's really nothing to stand on except something. So if you ask me, like, why do I prefer something to the other thing, you know? So does it mean that I don't have free will? Well, what is will? What is free? Freedom doesn't exist in my world, to be honest. Well, I guess I do have to think about these concepts again. Alright, I'll get back to you guys, but for now, this is where I'm at, and hope we can, you know, follow through on this process.